Yes, daf peches we're holding. Yeah, we're holding by the two dots, really. Yeah, this one we'll see over again anyway later. Soon. Yeah, v'chein shtei gezustorios zu agabi zu. That was the last part of the Mishnah. We have two gezustorios. That's two porches sticking out of a wall. That zu lemala mizu. That both porches are over a river. On the bottom, on the side of your house, is a river going down. And you have a porch sticking out of your window, and you want to be able to get the water out from the river, schlep it up with a bucket, and pitch a bucket up to your porch. Now the question is, your porch is a Rishus HaYochid, and the river is a Karmelus, you can't carry from a Karmelus to a Rishus HaYochid. So there was an Eitzah to make a hole 4x4 Tfachim on your porch, and make Mechitzes coming up, Yud Tfachim going up. And we say those Mechitzes, good Asi, go straight down to the river, and it's called one Rishus HaYochid, you carry straight up. The Mishnah said, the chen shteg is the story, zu lemala mizu. You had two different porches coming out of the wall. One was higher than the other one, not directly one on top of another, but a little bit apart. So, osu lel yoyne, blo yoslu tachtoinem. The top porch made this tikkun, that they made a hole in their porch, 4x4 tfachim, and they made mechitzes coming up, yud tfachim. So that's called the Rishus HaYochid all the way down. They have the right to schlep up the water. The people living on the bottom porch did not make this Eitzah. They didn't make the hole on their porch, so they're not allowed to carry up. So the Mishnah says, Shteyam Asuras Achiyarvu. Now both people, both porches cannot be used to schlep up the water. Even though the top one is the only one that has a tikkun, the pshat is the bottom people also say, we want to use your porch. And these two tenants didn't make an Erev Chatzeres together, so they're not allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, or from one apartment to another apartment. So the bottom people ask around the top people that even the top people can't schlep the water up and bring it into their apartment. Because by bringing it from a rishus that belongs to two people into their house that belongs to one person, they can't carry in unless they're making a Eruv Chatzeres. Until they're making a Eruv Chatzeres. Yeah. So Gemara says now, V'chein shteg zustor yizu l'malam yizu. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, Loishonu, the din of the Mishnah that the bottom people asra on the top people is only Ela v'smuchem. Only if the two porches are next to one another. It's not that far away, one porch than the other porch. They're nearby. Avu b'mufleges. But let's say the top porch is further over than the bottom porch, that they're more than four tfachim apart. Not only are they higher one than the other, but they're four tfachim apart, they're mufleges. Then we say, el yoyne muteris, the people living on the top porch, they're allowed to use their porch. They could schlep up the water from the river onto their porch, and the bottom people can't. But we say the bottom people do not aser on the top people. Even though the people living on the bottom chutzar want to take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch and use their takona, still they don't aser on the top people. Why not? Ailechur is still the people living on the bottom porch is going to use the top porch. So why don't we say we have two people using one rishus? It's awesome. So Mora says, Rav l'taymei. Rav goes according to Yeshita. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, Ein odim oyser al-chaveroi derech avir. One person doesn't ask on his friend if he only has the use of that place, derech avir. That means they're not really walking onto the top of the porch. All they're going to do is going to stand on their porch and take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch. So since they're only going to use the top porch by throwing, that's Rav Shita. They don't ask the Zel there. We look as if who is living using the top porch? Only the people living there. The bottom tenant that's going to use the porch by just throwing up there, derech avir, you don't ask the Zel there. That was Rav's Kiddush we had before, and Rav says it on our Mishnah. Rashi says, "Bismucha sheinu rechoikim mitachtoina b'meshech hakoysel abor tvochim," that they're not far away, four tvochim apart. Yeah, that's pshat smucha. Yeah, right at the bottom point next, Rashi, al yoyne muteris k'diar minon the entash mishle tachtoina bel yoyne. The people from the bottom porch do not really use the top porch. Ela derech avir. How do they use it? Only by throwing, using the air. Zrikas moshech abot tfochim. They have to throw their bucket four tfochim away to reach the top porch. Now, Varav Litami, Rav goes according to Shita, to Yomar, Ein Adim Oisra Achaveru Derech Avir. If the only way I use your chutzir is by Derech Avir throwing into it, that's not called I'm using your chutzir. So, Mela, only the people living on the top porch is really using it. Only one person, one family, they're allowed to carry out in. Then they could take their bucket, throw it down the hole, get the water out of the nahar, bring it on top of the porch, and take it into the house. The bottom people are using it also. Derech Avir, they don't ask it. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Chia, for Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Oishia. Yesh Gezel b'Shabbos. You should know there's a loch of Gezel. If you steal a reshus from somebody else on Shabbos, it's called Gezel. V'churba machzir l'baylim. And who adin a churba means, if you have a house that fell down, that right now nobody's living there, so the churba, the owner, is not makkel if somebody comes in there, but no, if somebody came in there, the baylim has the right to say, get out, and I want it back. Hey, so v'churba, the house, the haunted house, is the machzir l'baylim. Goes back to the original baylim for Shabbos. He's the one that has the right to use it. So Rashi says, Yesh gezel b'Shabbos v'churba machzir l'baylim. Hashta salka daidach, now the half minari is the hochikom. This is what the Gemara means to say. Muto ligzo b'Shabbos rishuyis. The first statement is, the reason din gezel on Shabbos means, you're allowed to take somebody else's rishus and use it. Hulishtamish bar v'chubos v'shoch aveiroi, hasmuchaloi. If near your house, there's another like a house that fell down, caved in, and the owner is not living there, so some of the Elam is not, the Bailam is not marked, but you're allowed to use it. You can start to carry out things from your house into this churba. Just like in the middle of the weekday, you're used to doing this. Since the original owner doesn't use his haunted, his fallen down house now so much, we said that the person that's using this house right now, he's like Kohenah, he has a kinyan gezel. It's as if it belongs to him now. And it becomes like his apartment now. So that's the first statement. Then the next statement is, that no, that if somebody is using your churba, he asks the chiyah to give it back to the original owner. Mashma al korchoi isa Shabbos machzir labaylim. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos now, we don't say, since you're using it the whole week, you have a right to use my churba. No, that house belongs to me. You have to give it back to me. V'tzorech lehachziroi v'ein kinu yaloi. And the person that's using it does not have a right to use it. He has to give it back to the baylim. Is alma also l'shtamish bo. So from here we have a right that's also to be l'shtamish bo. So, Chur, this is the Gemara's Kasha. Once you say, has a din gezel, mashma, the person that steals it has a right to use it. And now we say, no, there's a din chazorah, you have to give it back to the original owner. So it's a three with the two halachas. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. For the Gemara, gufa Kasha, it's gufa stira to what you're saying. Or Marta, you just said, yesh gezel b'shabbos, that if somebody is using my haunted down house, he's allowed to keep it, it's called his. Alma, kanyo. That you see that the person that's using it is like he owns it right now. He has the right to use it for this Shabbos. We can't throw him out. And then you just said, v'churba machzir l'baylim, no. That the churba, the haunted house, goes back to the original baylim for this Shabbos. Alma loikanya. We said the person that's using it is like a goslin there, and we can throw him out, so you can't use it now. It goes back to the original baylim. You can't ask her on the original baylim. So churba, this is the stira. So what are you saying? And for the Gemara, and the Gemara Hochikomer, this is what we mean to say. Hochikomer, Yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. You should know there is a din gezel on Shabbos. Kate said, what does that mean? The churba machzir l'baylim. Hey, that there's a din gezel. Gezel doesn't mean that you're koiner it and you have a kinyan gezel that you're allowed to use it. No, it just means you should know you're stealing it. Means you're doing something shlebishus. You're stealing something. And the din of gezel is, there's a chi of hashava. You have to give it back to the baylam. So, Tachi, if you're living there in the middle of the week and using that churba, it means nothing. Now, when it comes Shabbos, the original owner has a right to say, you go out of here. It's not called you have no right to use my churba. And it comes back to me. And Rashi says, Yesh din gezel, din ha-Shabbos, gezela neheges b'reshus shel Shabbos, the churba machzir ha-gezela labaylam. That's what it means. V'yosu l'shtamish bo. When it comes Hilchas Shabbos, since it's Nogeya now, there's the whole weekday, I don't care if you use my rishus or not. It doesn't bother me. It's a house that fell down, I'm not using it right now. I don't care if somebody uses it in the middle of the weekday. But for Shabbos, it makes enough kamina. Because if you're going to use it on Shabbos, so you're now my rishus, So it's like two people living in this chotzer. You'll aser on me. You'll make it that I can't carry out from my house to my chotzer. So then I'm makbid, and I don't want you to live here. So on Shabbos, it's chala din gezel to say that there's chiyav hashava. Anytime you steal something with somebody else, it doesn't become yours mamish. It just you have a chiyav hashava. So that's what the Braisa means to say. There is a din gezel when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos makes it that you're stealing it from me, and mainly you have a chiyav to give it back to me. Therefore, you don't aser on me. It's as if to say this rishus belongs completely to me. I'm the only one living here, and you can't aser on me. You can't make me us. I can't carry out from my rishus to the chotzer. Omar Rava, Omar Rabba, O Masvina Nashmaita. Now the kasher on this halacha, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah just said, V'chein shteg zestorius. You have two porches sticking out of the wall. And again, on the bottom of the porches, there's a nor, there's a river. Now, Zula Malamizu, one is above the other one, not directly above, one is higher and lower. And the Mishnah says what? That even though only the top people, the top porch, made the takonim, made their hole with the mechitzas going up yutvachim, so really only the top porch could step up the water, still, since the bottom porch can also use the top porch, we look as if two people are using the top porch, and they talk asa zel zel, that the people living on the top porch, asa zel zel, is the chura, that's a stira. Is the chura? So the chura, our Mishnah says, faket from this din. It says that what, that the bottom people, even though the top porch doesn't belong to the bottom people, they're using the top porch, the chura shloi brishus, the chura they're a gazlin. And so we say, since the bottom people now go and throw their bucket up to the top people, top porch, they yasser on the top porch. They can carry up the Shabbos. So you see, if you use it shloi brishus, you have a right to use it. And we don't say you're a gazlin as a chiyav hashava. The Mishnah says, "V'chein shteges zulam alamizu." Now, v'yamrit, if you tell me yesh din gezel b'shabbos, any time you're using a reshus that doesn't belong to you without permission, so when it comes on Shabbos, the bialim is zichem makpid to get out of here. Don't use my reshus. I don't want you to make it usher on me. So we say it's like as a chiyav hashava. You have to leave my reshus and you can't use it. Why does our Mishnah say that on Shabbos now the top people can't use their porch because the bottom people also are going to come up to use your porch? What do you mean? The bottom people have no right to use your porch. The top people should say, we're makbid, you shouldn't use our porch this Shabbos. Aye, you're a gazlin, you'll be a din gazlin, there's a chiyav hashava, you shouldn't aser on me. You're telling me now we don't aser, somebody steals it. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hatei Pshat, now Mishnah is Hoche B'may Askinen. What is our Mishnah talking about? Kegoin She'osu Mechitze B'shutfis. We're talking about that on the top porch, when they made the takona, that they made a hole of 4 tefachim in the middle of the porch, and they build mechitzas coming up, yutvachim all around the hole, they did it b'shutfis. The two people, both the people living on both porches, did it b'shutfis. Therefore, the bottom people have a right to use the top porch, because they made it b'shutfis. So, Mel, there's no din gezel. Gezel means if I take your reshus, and I'm using yours. But here it's not called I'm using yours. I goofa gave money to build that mechitza together. That's why the Mishnah says that on Shabbos now, since both of you have a right to use the top porch, you're both awesome. Until you're making the Ruvich Hatzeros together. For the Gemara Yehoch, Yehoi Bazoi, Ki Yosu Tachtoino Nami. Bazoi, why does our Mishnah only say, if only the top porch has a takona, and the bottom porch doesn't have the takona, then we say the Rosso Zel Zer. Why? Because the bottom one is going to use the top one. Mashmada, let's say the bottom one also made a takona. The bottom one also made their hole in their porch, and they made their 4 mechitzas going up. Mashmada, then it will be mutter. Each one uses his porch. There's a question why. If you're telling me the Mishnah is talking about the Shutvis, Mashmada, each one helped out the other one. So then both of them have a right to use both porches. So even if they both have a takonim, it should also be yosur. We should also look as if each one of them could use both of them. And the Gemara, that's not shver. The Markivan she'osul tachtoino. Once the bottom chotzer made their own takonim, made their own mechitzas there, that they have their own right to schlep the water up from the river onto that porch, is trita goli daite. The tachtoino guluya goli daite. They show us their mind is the ano b'hadoch lenicholi. You should know, we don't want to use your porch anymore. That's the reason why the bottom one made their own takona. Up until now, only the top one had a takona. And we were shutzvus with you. We even helped you make your walls. Why? Because we wanted to use yours. Now, how come the bottom one made their own takona? Why did they make their own walls on their porch? It's a riot. They're showing us that they don't want to use the top one. It's too hard. We don't want to go up there anymore. We'd rather use our own. So therefore, we say them treat the both to be mutter. Because we don't look as if each one's going to use the other ones. No, each one's going to use only his porch. And each one will be mishtamach in his reshus. Then oblige mutter. So the Mishnah. Chotzer shehi pchusa miyaboamis. You have a chotzer, a front yard, a backyard, that's a ground that has no growing on it. There's nothing growing on it.
The bottom of the fence, right?
No.
Shehi pchusa miyaboamis. There's not four amis ground there. Is alocha ein shevchin v'toicha mayim b'shabbos. You should know you're not allowed to throw out your water onto this ground on Shabbos. Now, we're not talking about something's growing there. It's a dirt water that nothing's growing. So you're allowed to throw water onto dirt. It's only a question of something's growing there. You can't make it grow on Shabbos. Or else the cement, I'm not talking about cement here. I'm talking about a ground that nothing is growing. So you're allowed to throw the water onto the ground. Now, the question is, though, the water's going to flow further into the Rishus HaRabim. So when you throw the water down in your chutzah, we should be afraid the water will go fall into the Rishus HaRabim. And it's considered like you're making hoitzah. You're throwing water from your chutzah into the Rishus HaRabim. So we say if in your chutzah the ground there is 4 amos by 4 amos, that's enough to say the water will only stay here and it won't go further out. That's mutter. So again, chutzah sheib chuseh, it's less than 4 amos, you're not allowed to throw your dirty water into this chutzah on Shabbos. Elim kain only, also la uka. Only if you made a hole in your chutzah, you have to dig down a hole in your chutzah. Marzek is sasayim. That hole could hold the sasayim, 2 saws of water. Min hanekev ulamatim. From the hole and bottom. Min hanekev means, nekev is the hole where the water goes out to the Rishus HaRabim. That's usually from the chutzah, you have like a gutter. That the gutter takes the water from your chutzah straight out to the Rishus HaRabim. So underneath the gutter, that's where you have to have an uka hole, that the water from your chutzah is going to go into the hole. And if the hole could hold a base asayim, 2 saws of water, that's enough. Because usually that's how much water people use on Shabbos. Usually a person uses mishtamers throughout Shabbos with 2 saws of water. So if you have a hole big enough to hold that much water, we say then you're allowed to throw your water out into this chutzah, because we say mishtamer is going to go into the hole, and it won't go out through Rishus HaRabim. But if you didn't make this hole in your chutzah, it's also to throw the water out. Let's see Rashi. And Shreif will tell you Chamayim, the first of the Gemara. Uka is Guma, so Sam Gemara first time with the Shira. Why the Shira?
You're saying the Nekev does go to Rishus HaRabim, or does it?
Oh yeah, you're right. There is a nekev there, like a gutter that takes the water through Rishus HaRabim. So you have to make your hole underneath it. Lamata min hanekev. Min hanekev ulamata. That means that the hole is underneath that gutter. So now the water will not go into the gutter. The water that you're throwing in your chutzar will go into your hole and stay in the chutzar. It'll stay in the Rishus HaYachid. It won't go out to Rishus HaRabim. Now, bein mi bachutz, mein bi mifnin. Whether the hole you're making is completely in your chutzar, or whether the hole even goes out to Rishus HaRabim. That's also good. Ela, only Shemi Bachutz. If you make the hole, that part of the hole is going to be out of Rishus HaRabim, Tzorach Likmar Mi Bifnim. You have to cover it up. Likmar means like put boards on top of this hole, Mi Bifnim, on inside. Tzorach Likmar. If the hole is going to start from your chutzar, to start to go out, then you have to Likmar, cover it up. Mibifnim from inside. Mashenkim mibifnim. If you have the hole completely inside your chutzar, then the din is ain't sorach. Then you ain't sorach likmur. Then you don't have to cover up the hole at all. So Rashi says, Bein mibifnim. Bein she'osa l'uka b'teich ha-chutzar. Whether you made this hole in your completely in the chutzar. Bein she'osa b'shus ha-rabim samach ha-chutzar. Whether you made the hole deep down in the Rishus HaRabim. Could be the hole, the opening of it, is in your chutzar. So you throw the water in your chutzar, and it goes down into the beginning, the opening of the hole, which is in your chutzar. But the rest of the hole could even go into the Rishus HaRabim. That's also mutter. Ela shemi bachutz. If you make that the hole goes further out, deep into the Rishus HaRabim, tzarech likmer. That means lechatzos piha b'nisarim. You have to put boards on top of the hole. Sheyiplo hamayim miyodov l'teich mokim p'tur. It's considered like the water is falling into a mokim p'tur. So it's well explained, it doesn't really mean a mokum p'tur here, just means it looks as if you have this here as your chutzah here, and here is the beginning of the hole, and it's true, it goes down deep into Rishus HaRabim. But if you put a piece of board over here on top of it, so when you throw the water, it looks like the water is only going into Rishus HaYachid. It looks like the water is going into Rishus HaRabim, into your chutzah. It goes deep down and seeps out to Rishus HaRabim, that means nothing. That's like underground already. That's not called anything. But as long as you cover up the top part of the hole, so when you throw the water, it looks like you're throwing it into the chutzar, and when the water seeps down, well, that we don't look at. Mashenka, if the whole hole is inside the chutzer, then you don't have to cover up the hole at all. Then we say, Yistam, throw the water into your chutzer, and that's enough. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Biv, if you have a biv, that's a charitzra, she says, a type of a, like a gutter, a charitzra, a hole in the ground. That's usually the canal, like, that you throw your water from your chutzur into this little canal, and it takes it into Rishus Rabin. So, biv, shukomor arba amis, if it's covered up 4 amis worth, Rishus Rabin, shevchim l'teichem mayim b'shabbos, then you're allowed to throw water into it on Shabbos. So, since it's covered up, what's covered up of the canal is not a Rishus Rabim anymore. It's like underneath the Rishus Rabim. That's like a Mokum Ptur. So as long as the first 4 Amis long of the canal is covered up, you're allowed to throw the water into your chutzer that's going to go through this canal. And the Gemara Svarah is going to be that it zicha dissolves, dissolves in the ground. When the water travels within the 4 Amis length of the ground, it's zicha going to be dissolved into the ground. It won't travel further into Rishus Rabim. So if the first 4 amis right out of your chutzer is covered up, so it's not a Rishus Rabim, that part, it's still like a Rishus HaYachad of Mokam Ptur, you're allowed to throw your water there, because within these first 4 amis, for sure the water won't go further. It'll be just to seep into the ground. So that's this halacha. Reb Lozem Yaakov says, Biv, if you have this canal like Shukomra that's covered up arba amis, Rishus Rabim, even though it goes into Rishus Rabim, but if the first 4 amis is covered up with wood, then Shevchil Mateucha Mayim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to throw water from your chotzer into this canal, because it won't get reached to Rishus Rabim. The Chachomim and Chachomim argue and say no. Afilu gag, afilu chotzer mei rama. Even if you have a wide gag, a wide roof, or a wide chotzer that's 100 amis wide, still lo yishpoich al pi habiv. Anytime you're throwing the water directly into the canal, it's aser. It looks like you want to throw the water into this canal that's going to take the water into the Rishus Rabim. So it looks like you want to throw the water into the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. That's awesome. Hey, the Rabbanon don't hold for this Svarah to say that when it travels 4 amos on the ground, it's going to seep into the ground and it won't travel further. The Rabbanon don't hold for that Svarah. They hold no. If you're throwing the water now directly into this canal, that usually this canal takes your water to the Rishus Rabim, even though it's 100 amos long, your chotzer, still it's awesome. Because it looks like you want to throw the water to Rishus Rabim. Abba, what's the Yetzer? Shoifechu legag. You have to throw the water stam on your roof. V'yamayim yordun lebiv. And then the water by itself seeps off, falls off the gag, falls off the roof, and by itself it goes into the gutter. But you're not allowed to throw the water directly into the gutter, directly into the canal. Anytime you throw directly into the canal, that's awesome at the Rabbanan, it looks like you want to throw it through Rishus Rabim. So the Yetzer is just throw it down in the middle of your chutzer, or the middle of your roof, and let the water by itself seep into the canal, that's mutter. V'amayim yordun lebiv. The Rashi says, "Lo yishpach api habiv." This is the Rabbanan sheet. You can't throw it into the canal. Kloima, b'toich hacharitz. You can't throw the water at all into this charitz, into this canal. V'yafal pi sheish erich mikan ad tziyosim meyama. Even though the canal goes through yechotzim amish 100 amis, so what? V'yecholim livla, and it could dissolve into the ground. Kivon de begufa kashofich. Since you're throwing this water directly into the gutter, mekalchil hedyum, it flows. Uvekoyach Rishus Rabim. And from your koyach, you're throwing, it looks like you're throwing into Rishus Rabim. For your roya, the people that will see you doing it, even though really the water will never reach the Rishus Rabim. Because we hold within 4 amis on ground, the water seeps into the ground. But I call upon the people don't know that. People will think that you threw the water into the gutter right before the Rishus Rabim. And now it looks as if because of your throwing, it's going into the Rishus Rabim. That's the Rabbanan's gzera. Anytime you throw the water into the gutter, we're afraid gzera, maybe you throw it into the gutter right before the Rishus Rabim, and that would be also then. The Imam is throwing the water into your gutter, that's going to go into Rishus Rabim, that's making hoitzot, Rishus Rabim, that's what's also according to the Rabbanan. But according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, we hold halacha, that's mutter. Kol zaman this ground, 4 amos of ground, before the Rishus Rabim, it's mutter to throw the water onto the ground. Because with the area of 4 amos, we say for sure, the water will never get out to Rishus Rabim, although we seep into the ground better. Weiter. So the Mishnah ha-chotzer v'yach-sadra mitzarfen li-abamis. If you have a chotzer, that should be your front yard, v'yach-sadra, like an open porch, then mitzarfen to give it a shear of dal-abamis. To say that you're allowed to throw your water into the chotzer and into the achsadra, even though each one by itself is not dal-abamis, together it looks like dal-abamis is mutter to throw the water there. It's an open porch, mustam also has dirt ground on it, so the water will dissolve in it also. V'chein shtei du-toys. Zuk ch'neged zu. Same thing if you have two porches, Rashi's aliyos. You have two aliyos, two porches sticking out of the wall. And you have a chotzer in front of them that's less than arbamis. Each one throws his water into his chotzer. So, miktsosen osu uka, or miktsosen loyos uka. Let's say one porch made a hole in his chotzer, and the other one did not make a hole in the chotzer. So the kids say you have two walls, and there's two porches sticking out, and there's one chotzer in between that's less than Valdamis. So one side made a hole for their water to throw it in. So they're allowed to throw the water now on Shabbos into their chotzer. It's less than Valdamis. Since they made a hole, they're allowed to throw the water. We said the water will go into the hole. It won't go to Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, the other porch, Eshos Uka Mutorin. The porch that made the hole is allowed to throw the water out on Shabbos. But the other porch that did not make the hole of the Shabbos, Yishno Asurin. They're not allowed to throw the water out into this porch, into this chotzer of the Shabbos. Since the chotzer is not Dal Damas long, and they did not make a hole in it, so they can't use somebody else's hole. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Why can't they use the other hole also? So the Gemara now, my time. And what's the Svara in the Reish of the Mishnah says that if you have a chotzer that's less than Dal Damas, you're not allowed to throw water there on Shabbos. Mashma, if it's bigger, if it is Dal Damas, then it's mutter. What's the svar of Dal Damas? Is machlekes. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says the svar is, b'vnei shodim osur listapek sasayim mayim b'chol yoyim. A person usually uses two saws of water a day. Throughout the Shabbat, that's how much water you use. Now, b'yarba amis, if you have a shetach of ground, 4 amis or 4 amis, odim reitzel zalfam. With a shtega to sprinkle the water on top of the ground. Like a ball, like if you dance sometimes and the dust comes up, you sprinkle water on the ground, it keeps the dust down. So if you have a dirt ground, it's good to sprinkle some water on it. Now how much water can you sprinkle? A sasayim. Two saws could be sprinkled very nicely on the ground of Daladamas by Daladamas. So therefore Rashi explains, when you're spilling the water, we don't say Kavronu is to throw the water out to Rishus Rabin. Fakir, you're nicha that the water should stay in the schotzer, because two saws of water make the ground very nice. That's a perfect amount of water for this type of a ground, 4 amis by 4 amis. But if the ground is less than 4 amis by 4 amis, then we say, why are you throwing so much water? It's too much water to make the ground look nice. Miss Tommy, you're throwing the water because you want it to go out to Rishus Rabin, and that's also to do. That's Rabbi Svara. The mile of Dal Damas is, that looks like you're using the water to make the karka look nice. Mashenkein pochus midalud, shayvchim. If the ground is less than 4 by 4 amis, then we say, what are you throwing so much water? Mistam stam, you want to throw it out to Rishus Rabin. So that's us, so people think you're throwing directly to Rishus Rabin. Now we say, pochus midalud shayvchim, eat the yavad uka shari. If you made a hole there, so then we say the water goes into the hole, it's not going to go to Rishus Rabin, it's mutter. Eloi, if you didn't make a hole in your chotzer, then it's aser. Because since you didn't make a hole in the chotzer, the water is going to go out to Rishus Rabin, and we say, Mistama, that was your kavanah also to throw it out? Because just to make the ground look nice, what are you throwing so much water there for? It's too much water, and you're not allowed to throw it to Rishus Rabin. So that's why it's aser to do it. That's Rabbi's Svara. Reb Zeru Omar, Reb Zeru says another Svara. Reb Zeru Omar, Dal Damas Taimui. The svar, if you have Dal Damas of ground, the water seeps into the ground. It dissolves in the ground. So then for sure it won't go out through Rishus Rabin. Mashenkein pochus mit Dal Damas, if you have less than Dal Damas worth of ground, loy taimi. If you're going to throw two saws of water onto this ground, it's not going to seep into the ground. So Mistama is going to flow out through Rishus Rabin, and that's also to do on Shabbos. You like throwing the water to Rishus Rabin, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's Reb Zeru's svar. And Rashi says, Taimo, Maya b'dal damis, ruyin livla. It's royed to be seeped into the ground. So sayim, two saws of water. Hilkach, inam midnofeg labar. Even if the water does go out through Rishus Rabin, loy mekayma machshavta. There's no iser. We don't look as if that's what you wanted to do when you're doing what you wanted to do. No, you're not doing what you wanted to do. So it wasn't, it's not enim chavin, and it's not called directly koicho. You're not throwing it directly. Therefore, it's mutter. For the Gemara, my benayu. What's the chiluk between the two svaras? Between Rabbi's svara to say that Nal Damish you like to sprinkle the water on the ground that makes the ground good? Or Rabbi Zera's svara to say that in Dal Damish the water is seeped into the ground. The water for sure won't reach the Rishus Rabin. My nafkamina, they're both saying the same thing, that if you have a ground of 4 amas, or 4 amas, you're allowed to spill the water there. For us, it's not as a nafkamina. Omer Rabbaya, orich v'kotan ikir benayu. What about if it's long, but narrow? No, it's not exactly a perfect...